The National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, says that citizens in St. Vincent and the Grenadines should know where they live in relation to the volcano and in which hazard zone they are located. NEMO says the 1979 eruption demonstrated that the volcano can move from relative calm to full-scale eruption within 48 hours. And Vincentians have been reflecting on the eruption of the La Soufrière volcano as this country observes the 36th anniversary of the eruption in 1979.
36 years ago, I had a baby 3 weeks old. And the morning, the Friday morning, I'm in my bed, and there I turned the radio, and this is what I got. Apparently, by Miss Maloney, apparently La Soufrière is erupting. Boy, I frightened until my belly nearly dropped out because they say when Soufre blow, the island going to bust in two. So I was scared. But I thank God I saw it and I went through and I knew. And I listened to the radio and I read and I try and understand. It's a wonderful, wonderful sight to look at. Never saw it before. And I trust God that I wouldn't see it again because it's frightening.
That experience is before anybody in St. Vincent know. That was a Thursday night. I was running a taxi. So I took a trip to Fitzroos from the boat Sim Strand coming up from the Grenadines at about 11:30. And on my way down, I have to stop and wipe ashes from this windscreen because I couldn't see. And nobody know because the news didn't come until Friday morning. So then I keep going and I have to do the same thing all the time. But it subsided when I reached going into Chateaubleay. Nobody didn't know. Wow. So I dropped the customers off and I come back up, coming back on the way up. It was a terrible thing because every block I have to stop and clean the windscreen because ash just keep covering up the windscreen. So eventually I did that all the time until I reached the town. And on the Wednesday morning and on the Friday morning, I could hear the news that the surface seems to be erupting.
When the surface erupted, you have the people who had to walk that night, you know, and leave the home. Some of us had children who could have manned the home with their mother, but a lot of police, this, everybody had to leave the home and come to the duties to be at St. Vincent. I had a few million dollars to watch. Couldn't leave the people million dollars, and about five or six of us had to walk the whole night. Wow. And we had to be there whole night, looking at fire in the sky.
Well, 1979 was an experience I will never forget. I was a teenager at that time. And early that morning when I woke up to fetch water, I heard voices coming down from the undermine. And that's why that time I was living at Byra. And when I do look, in the early morning, we saw those people from over the river with all their bags on their heads, their children in their night clothes, and they were traveling on foot, coming down from over the Jai River. And when we asked, well, what happened, they said the Soufre blew.
Voices of some Vincentians who experienced the La Soufrière eruption in 1979. NEMO is also reminding persons of the importance of having a family emergency plan to evacuate at short notice.